Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4, NUE. Anybody out there can give me a radio check, over.
It's working. Flap them lips a little bit harder. KN4, BWA.
Steve, is any, I'm over at Ed's house helping him with his antenna. Anything we need to know about?
Well, it sounds pretty good. Give me about 5 seconds of dead key. See if we got any background.
Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. KO4 NUE.
Me, I didn't hear any hums, any whines, or any kind of background electronic static. Sounds clean.
Well, Ed's built him a hand-built Yagi, and he's done a wonderful job. Ed's saying you ought to see this thing. It's really nice.
How many elements?
40 inches.
Well, you know what you're describing there, don't you? Something that could be used for fox hunting.
Roger that. All right, brother. Thanks for the signal report. I'm going to duck on out and probably head on back to South Carolina here in a little bit. But I appreciate the signal report. It's KO4NUE. I'm clear. Have a good day, Steve. 73, sir.
Oh, hang on. Now, is that Ed up at Brevard? Son, you're busting it up to the repeater. Sounds real good compared. Yeah, buddy. Hey, get some details on that thing. I'd kind of like to see that.
Got the information right here in front of me, and he told me to give it to you, so I get back to the house, I'll shoot you the info. But he did a great job. It's pretty simple, too.
Well, I'd love to see that. Yeah, I'm wanting to build me a Yagi for the purposes of fox hunting. So, yes, sir. All right, well, listen, y'all jump on it, finish it off there, and KN4, BWA, sounding great. I'm clear.
Form 2 Tango Mobile.
There, Rusty. I'm waiting in line here. I'm next up to get a bunch of stuff dumped out at the dump. As soon as I get it dumped, I'll jump in there with you. KN4, BWA.
I'll probably be over to Sam's Club, and I won't be here, but, you know, hey, who knows? I'll be in and out for the next half hour.
I just didn't want you to feel like he's being left out. All right, KN4, BWA, I'm clear.
KN4, TFW.
Oh, not bad for a Saturday morning. Getting a late start, and just got to run to Sam's Club and a couple other places, and then home, and I'm going to fix me a good pot of chili for supper and for the next few days.
Definitely chilly weather for sure. I'm out here walking the dog, and it's pretty breezy.
Thermometer right now, it says it's 47 degrees. That's what it was at my house, and we're supposed to only have a high of 50-something today. And it's supposed to be down to 37 again tonight.
Down the car this morning when I went out. So it was definitely cool. That feels like about a 10 or 15 mile an hour breeze right now. I see the flag blowing straight out.
I'm seeing a little bit of breeze over here where I'm driving along the road, but not a whole lot. And I got to get me a new flag. Mine finally has bit the dust. It's been hanging out in front for a number of years. It's finally time to replace it. Also, I need to get me a new flagpole. I'm going to put up a flagpole instead of what I've got on the house. But I'll have to see what I'm going to do about that, you know.
Got up a couple of years, too. Also, I got to get me a new one for sure.
Yeah, I'm going to see if they got any over at Sam's Club. And then I got to get me a pole to put up. But that's another story here. Anyway, yeah, it's nice and chilly out. I've got all the fixings for chili, so I'll go home and cook me up a pot of chili today. And, you know, that'll give me something to warm me up tonight. And then I got a steak marinating in the fridge, and that'll be tomorrow's lunch. And, you know, after that, we'll see. And then I'll have chili for the next couple of days. So, you know, got to roll with the weather, as they say.
I know when we make a big crock pot of chili, there's so much left over, I usually can it the next day, and then I can have it when I want.
Divide mine down into, I'm going to fix that. I got a big cast iron pot I'm going to use on the, that goes on the stove, and I'll cook that there. But I'll take and I'll put mine up in after I eat lunch today or supper this afternoon. I'll take mine, put it up in separate containers, and that'll give me, you know, several meals like that. And I can put some in the fridge and some in the freezer, and then I'll have several days worth of meals out of it.
I'm afraid that the freezer's going to go out. Freezer is going to go out.
Well, if it's frozen solid enough, and even if your freezer goes out for a few hours, you know, it'll stay frozen, and it's not going to thaw anytime soon. And also, I usually have to set mine out on the counter and let it sit all day to thaw out enough that I can fix it for eating that evening. So, but it's, you know, it's what it is, and just trying to roll along here without getting run over by somebody out here on the road. Some of these people don't know how to drive. I think they're from some other company, some other world, I think.
That every day, driving 85.
Me.
Boulevard ain't no better.
This weekend, I had to be down in Waldorf, which meant a trip down 26 and then 95 for part of the way, and then back over, back on Sunday. And of course, the roads down there are not, you know, 26 and 95, and all of those are not real good shape. So yesterday, I went and invested, I needed to anyway, so I went and invested in a brand new set of tires and a front end alignment, and this drives like a new car, and it's so much easier to drive now. I'm not fighting it.
Down there, low part of the country, Walterboro, smokes in that area.
Where I was in Walterboro. We had a barbershop convention down there this past weekend, so, and I'm in charge of it, so I had to be there. And, of course, I lived in Charleston area for 20 years this time around, and had lived there before when my dad was stationed there while he was in the Navy, so been there and done that, you know. See what kind of traffic I can get into over here at Sam's Club today.
Get in and out of over there.
Finding as much traffic over here as I thought I'd find. And all, they're not lined up half a block long in the driveway to get gas. Even, you know, their prices are like, let's see, they're offering a regular unleaded for $3.46, so that's a good deal. And I don't know what their hype test is, but yeah, regular unleaded is $3.45.9, and premium is $3.95.9. So they're pretty good price all the way around. But I'm not stopping for gas. I'm just going in the store to pick up some items.
Yeah, we got a Costco membership and that, but it's, you know, it's bad when we think $3.46 is a good price for gas, right?
It beats what they were paying out in California, which is almost $5 a gallon. And I have arrived. I found me one of my favorite parking spots because I can use my handicap thing and I don't have to park so far away. So let me get on inside and look for what I'm looking for, and I'll be back in a little while. Catch you later. Have a good one. W2T clear.
Please stay safe. KN4 TFW. Clear.
Shopping, Sam's Club, Walmart, Ingles, for the necessities that I needed for this week or whatever.
Sounds, you get the, as Tom would say, mass consumables. I love it. I just finished playing some tennis. We have a Saturday social, and the league I'm in is not playing today. We normally play on Saturday, but I'm playing Wednesday because some of their guys can't play on Saturday. So anyway, so I came to the social and got some tennis in today. Man, I tell you, that wind is kind of rough.
Dropped down in temperature, but we're going back up into the mid to high 60s tomorrow and into the 70s and what have you next week. So I'm getting my pool up and running and looking forward to some warm weather. They came out and put a new liner in yesterday, or the day before rather, and got that all in since they put holes in it when they filled it with water last year. So I got a brand spanking new liner and got the salt water stuff almost hooked up because I'm converting to salt water. So anyway, that's what I'm doing, and I had to go and get, actually had to go to Sam's Club and get stuff like paper towel and that kind of nonsense. But anyway, that's about it. Just got about another transmission's worth of drive time before I pull on the drive. Back to you, KB4ZBA and D7J.
Noel, I'm just on my drive home here, and I got a few more minutes. But anyway, we actually made the Home Depot run yesterday, and went to the grocery store, and then we wound up eating out of your salsa. So had a good afternoon, and I don't know what we're going to be up to today. No telling.
That when I parked my truck in the driveway today, and it won't be moving again until, well, at least tomorrow. But it'd be even greater if I could not have to drive again until Monday. But I'll probably end up having to run to the store for something tomorrow.
Well, I'll tell you, like everybody else says, they're going to run to the store. It's drive is a lot quicker.
And give that a shot then. All right, David, I'm pulling in the driveway here. Good to hear you this morning. And I got your text, but I got it like way late about you work in China. So congrats on that. That's a good one. And I hope you're enjoying the FT8. You have a good one. Talk to you soon. KB4CBA and D7J, 73.
One, Bob, and yeah, I am enjoying it. We'll talk to you later. ND7J, KB4CBA, Mobile 73.
WHM monitoring.
Good morning, KB4CBA. Name here is David.
Good morning, Bill. And Gerald TR.
Good morning, Tom. Hope y'all having a good day. A little windy and cold out.
The tennis court, it's definitely been a little chilly.
That's 49 degrees, Bill. And 6 to 14 mile an hour wind, and most of the time out of the northwest. Good to hear from you yesterday. How's your day going?
Good. Fixing to go to town. We got a little festival in town today, and gonna go by it and ride around a little bit, get out of the house with the wife, and just enjoy the day best we can. How about you? I know Dave's playing tennis.
Dave's always playing tennis, and I envy him very much, but not much I can do about it. It's that rare disease, AGE. Well, I got to run out and check the eggs here pretty quick, and I got to move a driveway transducer here that the wabbits are waking me up in the middle of the night, Dave, and so I'm going to reposition it. It lets me know when somebody breaches the perimeter. Go ahead, Dave.
Bill, are you going to that the thing they're having in Seneca?
This is here in Harville, a little festival fundraiser to build a community garden.
Well, I hadn't heard about that one. I know they've been advertising one in Seneca on Channel 4. So Chris Justice was out there yesterday. Over there yesterday, anyway. All right, well, yeah, I got my tennis in for the day, so I'm good. Go ahead and pick it up, Tom.
You got a lot of intestinal fortitude and thick skin to be out there as cold as it was this morning, Dave. Kudos to you is all I can say. shoot. Well, I was talking to the grandson, about getting some of those progressive tail lights for the stud horse. You know what would be a good source of those? I didn't inquire with him any about it. I think it'd be a nice safety addition to his Mustang.
There are several good websites on the internet, and I can't think of one of them right now, right off the top of my head. But if you Google that, it'll bring the sites up. If you type in what year and model vehicle, it'll bring you up model year, model specific stuff. So anyway, there's several good places out there on the internet to get them. That's for sure.
I don't even know what you're talking about, but if you Google it, it'll probably come up. That's what I love about the internet. These days, you can think of something and on your phone find it and order it and have it in 2 days. But if it's some kind of tail light, that would definitely help safety-wise. And for WHM.
In 4WHM and 0TR. Well, Bill, you've seen these Mustangs, and they got these lights that are progressive on their tail lights and turn signals. And they, like 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, left to right. That's what we're talking about, Bill.
Hey, I have seen those. That'd definitely be a good enhancement.
He's got an older one. I forget what it is, Dave. I think an 07 or something like that. By the way, he won second in a car show with that the other day. Go ahead, Dave.
Awesome. Well, and another place is a junkyard QRZ. what's that about junkyard? Golly, dang. Anyway, there's one around here. It's on White Horse Road, and as long as they haven't been rear-ended, you could get them off of it and save you a little money. Anyway, that's just a thought.
Yeah, what something like that would cost.
Nah, I don't have a clue.
Yeah, I would suspect you could find them at a junkyard. You can Google used parts, and there's places like here in Hartwell, everywhere they get parts out of the big cities on those vehicles and probably get a good deal on them. M4WHM.
What about that? I'll talk to his dad about that and see what we can do. It might make a nice birthday present or something like that. And anything to enhance his safety. He'll start driving here not very long. He's driving now and he's got his license, but he can drive by himself. I forget how long he said it was, but another month and a half or something like that. He seems to have a good head on his shoulder, thank God, Dave. He does like the standard shift.
I know what you mean. Well, I'd rather have, in a car like this, I'd rather have standard, but they say automatic is quick. The car is a little quicker. But anyway, let me jump out of here, and I'm in the garage, and say 73s, and break right and get your call, but go ahead there. This is KP4CBA, clear.
CBA, K4CHY, I was going to jump in and tell you LKQ. It took me a minute to remember it, too. And to Tom, N0TR, I believe what you're looking for is sequential taillight notification.
KQ, that's it.
LKQ. And your audio is a little bit light down there, KN4CHY. And give us your name. And 73 is Dave. And N4WHM's in here also. What is LKQ?
LKQ is, I believe they're nationwide, like a junkyard, scrapyard dealer. So that's what he's trying to come up with on the QRZ. And I was, when he said QRZ, I couldn't come up with LKQ either. Over.
Roger. Yeah, I know that happens. We get twisted around in our, and I would have probably went that direction too. Go ahead, Mr. Bill. HM in 0TR.
Had to hook the dog up on the leash. She wanted to go out, so I'm watching her now. But I went and got my phone too. I was gonna Google them tail lights, see what I could see.
Jump out of here. I just wanted to jump in and give you all that info real quick. And sorry, Tom, I meant to tell you, name here is Keith, Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee. I'm over in Seneca.
I kicked in KN4CHY, so you confused me. It says David K. Horn. But being 47 years old and dyslexic, I can decipher that K must be Keith. Pleasure's all mine, Keith. Thank you. I appreciate that, and I will look it up. Go ahead, Bill.
Wish Uniform 2 Tango Mobile. I'm looking at the lights right now, and they run anywhere from new from $150 to $500, depending on which ones you're looking for exactly for a 07 Mustang. But, so there's plenty of options. Junkyard may be your best bet. And go ahead there, Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango.
Good afternoon to Tom and whoever else is in there. It's getting colder over here. I had to come out of Sam's Club, and the breeze has picked up, and this 47 degrees feels about like 37 degrees, so, and I see people running around with shorts and short-sleeve shirts out here today.
I have to give one of my normal responses to that. They walk among us. I've seen, and I never looked, of course, girls in short shorts when it's 50 degrees out there in Walmart.
Yeah, they do walk among us. I got on a long sleeve shirt and a sweater, and I'm still cool sitting out here watching the dog. It's saying it's 46 degrees here in Hartwell. But yeah, I looked on Amazon, Tom, and these lights are $285 for the sequential blinking lights on Amazon for 07 Mustang. So that gives you a ballpark idea. M4WHM.
N4WHM, N0TR. Well, thanks, Bill. You're faster than I am. I just now got the LKQ up. It's self-service Greenville, 1300 Whitehorse Road. But for $285, I think that's a good deal to get new ones rather than messing around with salvage ones. And Rusty, the other gentleman's name was Keith, KN4CHY, and he went QRT, so W2T, good morning, N0TR.
It's that afternoon time, Tom, and I guess the other fella in here is Bill. and y'all looking for expensive things. I need to get me a unit to go in my car, too, and I'm going to have to figure out a place to go look. And at LKQ, they've got a place over in Duncan. I might have to ride over there and take a look at that place over on up there between 29 and 290. They've got a place up there. And might have to go over there and look there and see what they've got, what I'm looking for. Because a new one is a lot more than I use, because I need a power unit for the unit that goes in the door handle for opening, closing windows and things like that in all four of them. Because right now I can't open and close windows except at each individual door, and that gets rough after a while. Go ahead, Bill.
I would imagine that is rough. I would definitely give them a shot. See if you couldn't find a used one. Used parts, a lot of times they even come with a guarantee. I got a igniter for my Toyota 4Runner from used parts place in Athens, Georgia, and it had a 90-day warranty on it. M4WHM.
What I was looking at was the grandson's got a Mustang, and I'm just going to text his dad. Bernice, you remember the year on that? It was an 07 one. Not positive, but I'm going to text him. And we was looking, I was thinking about those sequential taillights as a gift maybe for a birthday or something coming up. And they both got on the honor roll this time, and oh, I'd like to surprise them with something one of these times. The ones that blink sequentially on the Mustangs, that I really like those things. So for a new set for $285, when they're $150 to $500 used, well, I guess that was used, that Bill said. But at any rate, I'd be inclined to think that might not be such a bad deal, and it might save your life. They really stick out, if you know what I mean, Rusty. W2T and 0TR.
L4WT.
Yeah, and I'm sure they do. And I'll be back shortly. I got a phone call. W2T.
Sent you a screenshot of the Amazon page with those lights. That gives you a starting point anyway. But yeah, if he made the honor roll and everything, that would be a nice gift for him. That'd be a very nice gift.
Good boys. Well, Chandler, I'll go ahead and go one more round, and then I got some business to attend to outside. And Bill, I'll talk to you later. It's been a great pleasure this morning. And maybe I'll catch you this afternoon or something later on. We'll take a day off. It's Saturday. go ahead, Chandler.
Good afternoon, Tom. I just heard you on the radio. I wanted to say that real quick.
Tom, well, you have a great day. It was good to talk to you. It's been, as they say, a coon's age since we've talked on the radio. So, or a month of Sundays. Good to talk to you, and good to catch up yesterday via text messaging. You have a great day. I got a 10 to the dog myself, so I'm going to say 73s. And Chandler, good to meet you on the radio. This is Bill, M4WHM in Hartwell. You have a great day, and I will be clear. M4WHM.
Well, I'll catch you guys later, and Chandler, I'll leave it up to you and 73's guys, and good afternoon, I guess Rusty told me. And I think Rusty cleared out, too. And 0TR clear.
Well, it says that you see clear.
Take care of the girls out back. We got 15 chickens.
That, yeah, I was going to tell you, I was just kind of passing through, too, where I was just getting ready. We're about to leave the house, so I'll be QRT here shortly myself. But I actually tried to get my name changed through the SBC, and they turned me down, said I didn't send supporting documentation. So I'm guessing they're needing a birth certificate or something to prove that my middle name's Keith and not Kevin or something over.
He's got 16 chickens to take care of, including himself.
That's one, Bob. Oh, I had a question for you. I don't know if you was kidding or not a while ago, but I'll ask you in a minute. Keith's down there quite a ways in Seneca. Keith, I don't know. You'd probably... What was those definitions they give of the different classifications now? Of people, I don't know, you'd probably have to conform to whatever you are nowadays. I'm 74 years old, and they were talking on the TV this morning about different things that you were identifying as, so maybe that's it. They've taken over everything. Go ahead, Keith.
Roger that. Yeah, I was kind of waiting around for it to go through, and then I got a letter in the mail saying there wasn't enough supporting documentation, so I may just try it again. And man, I don't like doing it, but send them a copy of my birth certificate, PDF of it or something, and see if that'll get me through it. Anyway, guys, I'm going to duck out of here and go QRT for sure this time. Good talk to y'all. KN4CHY, I'll be clear after y'all.
What's Tom?
73's Keith, and glad you come back. And I figured that out when I seen that K in there and you told me it was Keith. You have a good afternoon. Oh, Bob, I just caught the very end. I bought a scanner the other day, a used one, and occasionally I turn it on and it had the ham bands in there. And I heard you talking to, who was it? Oh, Dave. Earlier, you said he's gonna put salt water in your swimming pool. Was you joking, or is that something they do nowadays?
That's actually the way to go now. Generally, if you buy a pool or have a pool installed, they pretty much want to sell you a salt water system. It's a lower content of salt. It's not like the ocean. You don't get out of the pool feeling like you just got out of the ocean. And you put a salt water generator on there, it creates its own chlorine, so the maintenance is a lot less.
Tell my neighbor about that, but I know this is going to be a big letdown to you, but I bought a brand new Speedo, and I was figuring on coming up there and swimming in your pool, but that stuff burns my eyes.
Speedo would burn my eyes, but I'll warn the neighbors.
Bernice is over here laughing. Shoot, yeah, it probably burned their eyes, all right. They probably all go home.
I'll argue with you on that one.
What Bob doing? Bill put in the mailbox yesterday the plans for one of them hootie duties like you got up. And I got your picture of that coil and that junction box and that. And Rusty had said you had built him a box one time, but nonetheless, I'm going to put one of those up. Bill said you better get your wallet open because he said the price of things nowadays.
I'm putting up, whether you're putting up inverted L with elevated radials or an inverted L with a folded counterpoise.
Won't know which one to go, but it sounds like the folded counterpoise would be the way to go. I don't like wires sticking up in the air out there. They might get shot in two.
Otherwise, you can string it between two trees. I mean, there's a lot that you can do. My first one, I strung it up between two trees, and it worked great. And then I decided I wanted it to be a little bit neater, so I bought some 12-foot 4x4s, and I cemented them into the ground so that 10 feet of it was sticking up. And then your folded counterpoise runs back and forth between those two, and then you have to use some separating pieces of PVC to keep them separated. next time you're going to be in the area up here getting apples or whatever, you can come by and take a look. I sent you some links and some plans. It's pretty easy to do. Let me let it drop. You need, if I'm thinking, 180 feet of wire for the folded counterpoise. I'm thinking it's right around there. I used the copper-clad steel that Wireman sells. It's pretty cheap. It is no fun to work with, but it survives everything. And I also used that copper-clad steel for the inverted L. And I get decent results. It's not a 160-meter four-square transmit antenna, that's for sure. But it does a pretty good job. And like I said, I put one up at my house. This is my second one because I just redid it a year or so ago. And then we built the same kind over at Fred's. We put two 4x4s in the ground, and we strung the wire. It goes back and forth and back and forth about four times. And that acts as your radial.
Sounds interesting. Bob, how many feet long is the inverted L?
I don't remember. I can, while I'm talking to you, I can pull up a calculator and tell you. I'm thinking it's 160, 170 feet, something like that.
I want to come by and look at that when it gets warm. And I appreciate that, Bob. And I don't know if you're there during the day or not. I don't want to scare the wife to death. It'd be Bernice and I. But, I just know that my Carolina Wyndham is 265 feet long and works quite well, but it's got lobes all over the place, whereas the Superloop works great. I talked to Kuwait last night, and he was clear as a bell, and he was on sideband. But I've talked to Kuwait many times, but I hadn't talked to this guy.
I'm calculating here at 1.840, which is kind of the middle of the FT8 area, 254 feet. If you go to a 3/8 wave, about 190 feet. And if you go to a half wave, if you go to a quarter wave, I mean, about 127 feet.
I'd want it around 1.810, someplace down in the lower portion, or even 025, because I do mostly CW, Bob.
Okay, so quarter wave at 1.810 is 129 feet. That's your antenna. If you go to a 3/8 wave, it's 193 feet. I think that's what I did on mine, because I go up about 80 feet, and then I go L or over the rest of it.
Feet up. Oh, I got a tree out there that'll take care of that, though. Right out in the middle of the backyard there, it's probably a 100-foot tree.
Well, that would be a good tree. The higher you can go before you make the turn is the better. And the only thing that you need for the inverted L with a folded counterpoise is an isolation transformer. Ballon by Design makes them. They're around $100 for the 5K, and I think they're a little bit cheaper for, I think they might make a 2K, I'm not sure. But I bought the 5K because it was only like $10, so I figured, why not?
Oh, yeah. Bill and I talked about that, and I've got those on both my other antennas. They're excellent, and they are 5K. And I use that Wireman's wire. It's that silky, they call it, something like that. It's copper-clad steel. But it's tough as a boot. I remember you saying you had a tree fall on it, and it just kind of sagged it down.
Yeah, I've been using that for all my outdoor antennas, my wires. K9AY is made out of that. My 80-meter loop is made out of that. Pretty much everything I have out there now is made out of that. It's very inexpensive. It works really good, and it's very, very strong. Now, don't confuse Ballon by Design Ballon for this antenna. You have to get an isolation transformer. They make it specifically for inverted L folded counterpoise.
be the same as the line isolator I have on the Carolina Wyndham, wouldn't it?
It is not a line isolator. It is an isolation transformer.
I will get that written down here. I'm using up my sticky notes here as you talk. So, give me that name again. It's a line isolator transformer. Is that correct?
If you go to that email I sent you, there's a direct link that takes you right to what you need. It's an isolation transformer.
I want to get the nomenclature right there. I flunked on phonics, and it's a little hard for the old man to write that fast. Now, CW, I can do it. In the OTR.
This is Fallon by Design. And it's called an FCP isolation, that's folded counterpoise, isolation transformer. And it's good up to 2 kilowatts. I thought it was 5, but it's 2. And they've got a lead time. You've got to make sure you check the box for the right one for 80 or 160. They're $96.95, and there's a 7 to 10 day lead time to get it.
Any hurry, Bob. It'll be slow because I'm kind of beat up, and it'd take me some time to get that up there. And I can't even lift the 4x4s, but we'll get her done. I got a good neighbor over here. And that sounds interesting. The only question I have is, now I have one of those boxes that prevents feedback if you're on another antenna, and I have an antenna switch out there. So that's not going to make any difference to, like if I transmit on that, that shouldn't bother my other two antennas, even though it's going to be in close proximity.
To tell you the truth, for sure, I would say no. My 160-meter inverted L is relatively close to my tower. It goes up a tree kind of behind my shack, and then it goes over kind of towards my tower, or past it. It goes past my tower about probably 30 feet, something like that. So, I mean, I haven't had any problems with it. But if you pull that email that I sent you up, there's some links. One of them is all about the folded counterpoise and what have you. And it's really, if you come and look at this, all of this reading is unnecessary. Because if you come and look at it, you'll see how it's set up.
However, my inverted L is made with a folded counterpoise. Here's a good site for all the information. And I got that email in my hands here. Now, see, you made a nice box, plastic box. And it looks like there is a coil in it. Where's that box located with respect to the antenna, Bob?
Okay, the email, Tom. The box picture that you see in there, that is if you make a 160-meter inverted L and you're going to use elevated radials. That's what that box is, okay? If you're going to do the folded counterpoise, you have to go down a little bit further, and you'll see where it says my inverted L is made with a folded counterpoise. There's a site on there for information on that. And then a little lower, I use isolation transformer from Fallon by Design, and there's a link. And if you click on that link, you'll see what you need. You only need one of them. The coil is for elevated radials. The isolation transformer is for the folded counterpoise.
I got it wrote down. I printed that out and got the picture of it right in front of me here, Bob. All right. I think it'll make better sense if I come up and look at it. And I need something for better receive on 160. I've never talked on 160, only two or three times in my life, I think. But I'm not in any of those groups or anything like that. But I would like to have something to run CW on to finish out my DXCC on that, because I'm still stalled at 60 countries.
What this works is you have 3 4x4 posts set in the ground a specific amount apart. I think it's one post in the center and then 33 feet to the left and 33 feet to the right. And your counterpoise wire starts in the center, and it goes to the left 33 feet, and it goes through a hole in the post and comes back and goes to the center through the hole in the post to the right, and then it turns and comes back, and it does that like four times to end up being like 180 feet long. So it goes 33, and then it turns back and comes back 66, turns back and comes back 66, and then I think it turns back and comes back 66 and ends. And that's how it's set up. And then you have some pieces of PVC with little holes drilled into them that keeps them separated so they don't touch.
Bob, how in the world do you ever remember this stuff? Wow. I'm impressed, and knowing you, that's just amazing. Wow. Yeah, that sounds pretty complicated for this old man. But what kind of luck has Fred had with his? And I don't do that FTH stuff.
Well, we've used it for contesting. It's not actually for FTH. I'm going to send you a picture right now. And when you see this, you're going to understand a lot more. Give me, you're in front of your computer?
Yeah.
Just keep talking here. And I'm going to send you a picture. When you see this picture, you're going to understand a lot better. It's not that difficult.
Well, Kansas, and I'm a little slow. It's the N0TR. You want to say hi, Bob? She's over there at the sink.
Give me a second here, Tom. I will get you a picture here. Just give me a minute.
D7J and 0TR. Just try to chat to keep the party line on here. It's 48 degrees. Southwest wind at 3 to 14. And the wind chill's 47. I'm going to put on a coat when I go out there, Mom.
Tom, just stand by a minute. D7J.
Okay, and 0TR. Go ahead, Mom.
Okay, check your email. When you see this picture, it's going to become blatantly clear. This is not, it's not rocket science.
Thank you, sir. I got her right in front of me, Bob. I appreciate it. It's amazing how far you've progressed over the years. Me, I'm regressing. So raise cane while you're young, Bob.
Now, what they're doing here is they're telling you to use a piece of 10-foot PVC with a cap. And you can see the diagram. And then they got these spreaders that keep the wires. I decided to use 4x4 posts because it was a lot sturdier. And I, are you looking at the picture right now?
QSL.
Okay, so at the top of the middle post, that's where the isolation transformer goes. So the wire starts there. It goes 33 feet to the left post, through the hole, back down, through the other hole, through the middle post, to the right post, down, back, through the middle again, and ends. You can see. So you end up with, let's see, whatever all those measurements end up being, 33, 66, whatever, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times 33, that's how long the folded counterpoise is.
I'll write that down, 5 times 33 feet. And, Bob, so in proximity, okay, this is the antenna fee now. This is a dumb question. And then your inverted L goes up above that, or is this the antenna? It looks to me like this is the antenna.
No, this is the folded counterpoise. If you look, you would put that center post someplace close to the tree you want to use. And then you put a post 33 feet to the right and 33 feet to the left. You mount your isolation transformer on that center post. The lug on the left side of the isolation transformer is the wire for your folded counterpoise. The lug on the right side of the isolation transformer That's going to be your wire going up the tree, 80, 90 feet, whatever, and then you make your inverted L over whatever direction you want to go. So the antenna, so that center post needs to be placed somewhere pretty close to that big tree.
Ah, the light has just lit, and I see exactly what you mean. Okay, that makes sense. And then I would have, for a 3/8 wave at 1.8. Let's see, 1.810 is 193 feet. And Bill will fill me in on the dimensions up there of the inverted L that goes up the tree, I guess. Bob, I've never had an inverted L, put it that way.
Picture, you see where it says antenna feet, right?
There, to the top of the tree, that's the feed line to the antenna.
No, the feed line, no, put the feed line out of your head for a minute. The antenna, well, it's the antenna, the feed line, the coax, there's a spot on the isolation transformer where you screw the coax in, okay? The feed line is going to go, or the antenna, rather, is going to go from that antenna feed point on the isolation transformer straight up the tree as high as you can go. The higher you can go, the better. So if you've got a 190-foot piece of wire and you go up the tree 90 feet, you put a little pulley on there, and then it turns, and you go the other 90 feet or whatever it is, left, right, whatever, to another point, to another tree, so it looks like an upside-down L.
Oh, gotcha. Why do you need a pulley up at the top of the tree?
Well, you don't need a pulley. You just need, you need something up there so that when the wire goes up, it's got to be able to turn. So you can't just, you can't just run a wire up to the top of the tree and then pull it over to another tree, because it'll come down. It's going to be at an angle. It's not going to be an L.
I think I see what you mean there. Well, I got a shooter. I can get it up over the top of that sucker, I'm pretty sure. And then you want to make that into a perfect L is the object of that. And so on that antenna feed going up there, Bob, are you using RG8X? This is N0TR.
ND7J. I use LMR 400 for everything, Tom. And it does not have to be a perfect L. I mean, if you only have a tree that's 50 feet, you can go up 50 and, you know, over 130. Or if you have a 200 or a 160-foot tree, you can go up, you know, 150 feet and then turn it. It doesn't have to be, it doesn't matter. Just the higher you can go on the part going straight up, the better. So if you've got like a 100-foot tree and you go up at 80, and then, you know, or 90, and then you turn and go 90, you know, that, or it doesn't really matter, okay? It's just the higher you can go straight up before you make your L turn, the better.
I got you. Well, if you're ever down here in this area, and you got a few minutes to stop by, you might give me some on-the-job training, as we used to call it in the good old Navy. And I think I got it in my mind, though, Bob, what it is. And is there a reason there that you use the LMR 400 instead of, like, 8X or whatever?
I like LMR 400.
Reason. You're spending my money rather liberally.
It is really not all that much more than any of the other ones, and I will tell you right now, for the extra quarter of foot or whatever it is, it's well worth the. I'm going to try and send you another picture. I'm looking for another picture so you can understand how this works when it goes up the tree. This picture that I want to send you, disregard everything except for the wire going up and over.
I was trying to get this printed here, and I don't need color, so I'll just take that out.
I'm going to text you a picture because this, I can't save it. Just stand by a minute.